I am not a farmer. I benefit from farmers, and I benefit from the analogies that are in scripture of so many agricultural and farming sorts of scenarios. And one of the illustrations that scripture gives us is of seed, and seed being planted, and then seed sprouting, starting to grow, and then at the right time being fruitful. And one of the things that churches in our kind of group have regularly done is started to see little growth of faith and then started to squash it to see if it will come back. So there's little faith growing up. It's popping up out of the soil. And let's really see if it's true by just running it through the ringer. Rather than what a farmer would do. A farmer wouldn't be like, oh, I see that corn stalk coming up. I bet it's false. Let's put a concrete block on top of it and see if it's legit for real corn or not. And obviously it takes wisdom, but when we see signs of faith, we want to acknowledge those and we want to encourage those. And then in scripture, when you have faith in Christ, the next step of obedience is to confess that faith to the rest of the people and to do that in the waters of baptism. So baptism is a confession of faith. It's a ceremony that does it. We also include and ask some questions, ask for a testimony of faith. So we're not blindly just trying to find little seeds of growth where there aren't any. But when we do see them, we want to stimulate them. And then even for that young person, they ought to look back, be able to look back at their time of baptism and remember that in that baptism, they have been identified with Christ. They have died with Christ to sin, and they have been raised with Christ to walk in newness of life. And that is a thing that's actually supposed to help all of us. So tonight we're not only going to encourage and stimulate the confession of faith that Charlotte is going to give, but even for the rest of us, we'll have opportunity to remember our own baptism and to dwell on the realities that God has done in us because of our identification with him, and that is only leading to good. That's only leading to sanctification. That's only leading to more and more growth and fruitfulness. So we got one young lady to get baptized tonight. She's been crazy patient because of a few different reasons that have pushed it back. So I am excited for her to finally be able to confess her faith and get baptized tonight. So come on down, Charlotte. Okay, so we have some questions for you. Let's start with what is your name?
Charlotte Wibbenmeyer.
Excellent. As far as I know, that is correct. So you're already nailing it. And Charlotte, what grade are you in?
Third grade.
Third grade. So you have Mrs. Johnson, is that right? As your teacher this year? Good. Okay, Charlotte, why do you want to be baptized?
Because I want to do communion with everybody.
Okay, come stand here. I'll actually move this for you. Yeah. Because you want to do communion with everybody, right? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. We actually think that that is awesome. So having communion every week does actually provoke some questions of the people who aren't taking communion. Hey, well, why can't I have communion? And that's actually supposed to be like a softball for parents to hit that and be able to explain then what is involved. So in communion, we eat bread and we drink wine. And do you remember what the bread and the wine remind us of?
Yeah, so the bread reminds of his body, and the wine reminds us of his blood.
Absolutely, his body and his blood, and in particular, whose body and blood? Do you remember his name?
D- Jesus.
Right, Jesus. So what is so significant about Jesus's body and blood? Like, what did he do that we remember?
He died on the cross and rose again.
Okay. He died on the cross and he rose again. He's not still dead. He rose again. Now, when he died, and we actually say this every morning at Matins, and it comes from a verse. So in Scripture it says that he died for our what?
Sins.
Sins. Correct. And can you give me an example of a sin or tell me what sin means?
Sin, like if you disobey someone.
Right. Yeah, and so God tells us what to do and what not to do. And if we disobey, that's sin. And God says that when we sin, what do we deserve?
Death.
Death. So thankfully, he died so that we don't have to die for our sins. Now, he died for our sins and then he rose again to give us salvation. But how do we get that salvation? What do we have to do?
To believe in Jesus Christ.
To believe, yeah. So we confirmed earlier, and I regularly like to ask, because it's valuable to know. We don't have to pay God $1 million. We don't have to go to Canada or to the moon or go on some big quest or trip. We believe. So you want all of these people to know that you believe that Jesus is God who died and rose again for your sins.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That means that at the right time they're maybe gonna ask you some questions about it, but it's actually really exciting for you to confess that faith and then to obey Jesus by following his command to get baptized. So Charlotte, based on your confession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray for Charlotte and for the progress and joy of her faith, even moving forward after tonight. Father, thanks so much for your grace to us and even your grace in the Wibbenmeyer's home and for your grace at work in Charlotte's young life. And we do ask that you would take that seed of faith that you have planted there by the gospel and that you would water it, that you would help her learn to weed out the sin, to get rid of the sin, to cast that off, put it away, that you would help her parents, that you would help her teachers, her friends, and even us as a church to be an encouragement to her and to remind her of her identity in Christ. That is what we're tempted to forget. And yet when we do remember, we are built up, we are made strong, we are given confidence. So again, thank you for her testimony of faith. And we ask that you'd keep growing that faith into more and more fruitfulness, just like for all of us. And I pray this in Christ's name. Amen.